I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Nature has a way sometimes of reminding man of just how small he is. She occasionally throws up the terrible offsprings of our pride and carelessness to remind us of how puny we really are in the face of a tornado, an earthquake, or a Godzilla.
Clumsy that is, where they'll be like,
yeah,
they'll be like, he was in the senatorium because he's a senatoriist. And like, you mean senator, you fucking crazy asshole?
Yeah, you're talking about the Hunger Games specifically, the trilogy.
Yeah, or all those like post-apocalyptics where someone's like a fake mayor or whatever.
What is that? Is that an egg roll?
It's a
mushu.
It's a breakfast taco.
Dang. Good answer.
Black bean, eggs, Monterey.
I mean, nice. I'm gonna guess you're in the American Southwest. Taco breakfast, Taco Central.
I love a black bean in a breakfast burrito. I think that's the superior option.
It's yummy.
I think the superior breakfast burrito. I've been making. I'll do like a pan omelet, real thin. And then I'll take a tortilla and do butter down with a little piece of that pan omelet, little slice of bacon, fold it over with a slice of American cheese. It's like a little quesadilla breakfast.
Oh my God.
Right? Hey, when I get out of the sanatorium, I'm in the kitchen. When I'm not
Your kitchen looks like that, it's just a different color. It's like a yellow death. Like, Jordan, what is happening?
Yeah,
that was me letting Jordan live.
That's what that sounds like. I never let it happen.
Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of visual gags here on the podcast because we're on Zoom, and you guys are technically on Zoom with us.
But wait, so they're not going to see?
No.
They're not going to see anything.
No. I mean,
sometimes people are recording video and it's annoying.
Sure.
I don't want to have to put makeup on.
No way. I don't want to have to record video. I don't want to have to take my Mexican wrestling mask off. You know? There's a reason.
I put on a wig. It's very upsetting.
Yeah, I redid my nerd streaming dungeon, and you guys can't even see it. Come on.
I think it looks so good. There's some sound. What are those called?
I don't know.
Said sound pads.
I'm afraid of them. They're pointy.
That's all right.
I knock them off every time I try to leave. It's very much a Monty Python set. It looks good, but I can't touch any of it.
I did Fortune and Tom's Netflix, like, you know, their Netflix is a joke radio thing for Sirius. And so it was like this, it was Zoom. And I also was like, is it being recorded? Except it was. And I didn't try. So that's the opposite of what happened here. And it's upsetting because like they asked if my tattoo was real and I was like, sure. And I was like, I showed them and I was like, wait, is this going out to the public? And they're like, yeah, I mean, unless you don't want it to. I was like, yeah, that's fine. And I've like shown my back tattoo before. Sure. Like I have a joke about it. It's my ex-boyfriend's signature. He's a nice guy. Who cares? The point is,
sure.
I just showed it. And then recently on Instagram, I got tagged by some like Inside Hollywood.
Oh,
and
no.
it has like 200 followers, 3 likes on it. And it's like a photo of me. And then a little photo like reveals the tattoo on her back.
Whoa.
It's like, comedian best selling reveals tattoo on blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I've revealed it many a time, hundreds and hundreds of times, even
leaving out just enough to make it seem like, is it a map to gold? What is it? It could be anything.
My favorite part was just 3 likes. And I was like,
I get my celebrity news from this Instagram. That's why they've got all the hot pics.
I found out I was a celebrity from this Instagram. I'll pitch you guys. I'm going to pitch you guys to them.
Okay, hell yeah!
Great.
Yeah, tell them I'll get whatever tattoo they want. Whatever.
Yeah, get a picture of Jordan in his podcast dungeon, but just showing a little back tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Just the cute blue. Yeah.
It says Fight Island. Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, my friend and yours, very, very hysterical, Beth Stelling, everybody.
The crowd goes wild. Or they just say,
the crowd clears their throat.
You're coming to us via internet from the land of breakfast tacos. We were talking about it briefly. I have found that in quarantine, I've been chasing that perfect egg, that jammy egg. And it recently had to change because I moved from sea level back to Colorado, back to however high up we are, and it added a full minute onto my perfect egg.
No.
Some of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Totally true, because like I cooked, and at this point I've done so many of them for exactly 6.5 minutes into the ice bath under the tap that I was like walking around with a real swagger about it.
Give it a spa day. Yeah.
And being like, I got a 6-minute egg, no problem. And then I tried to peel it at altitude and it just crumbled in my hands. It was awful.
Who are you bragging to? Who are these other people at the egg consortium?
My wonderful girlfriend. She expects a perfect egg every day.
Yes. I mean, come on. You didn't move. She's like, you don't live with her for no reason.
Yeah.
It's the perfect
egg. You
got to
earn your keep.
I can't come to the table with this what looks to be a 5-minute egg. She'll rub it in my beard. She'll send me back. What is this?
Wait, so are you living with your girlfriend right now?
I am. First time in my life, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God. Wait, do I know them?
Nicole Conlon. She's a friend of the island. Nicole?
Oh, I love that. Friend of the island. The good island. Not the bad island.
We met on Fight Island. She beat the shit out of me. No.
Okay, but I don't mean to like really poke a hole in your egg.
It's okay.
What if it's the fact that you're on a different burner, different stove?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Is it same pan?
Different stove. But I mean, different burner, maybe. But I mean, it's just boiling water, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
God, maybe you go. See, now I'm worried.
You can blame it on the elevation.
I like the elevation blame.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. I went to Utah. The only time we've been in quarantine now for freaking 5 months. First time I escaped was like last weekend to Zion National Park with some friends. Oof. In an RV, and all safe. Anyway, the point is we fought for the first time. The altitude, and I had one beer. I mean... Sure. It was real. We don't fight. It was just like speaking of eggs, our brains got scrambled.
Yeah.
I feel like the heat.
That heat
and everything got to us. Yeah. Whatever. Location.
Hey, part of the reason we're back in Colorado was we were in Palm Springs, beautiful Palm Springs, California. And it was 120 degrees in the daytime. And we were like, we can't do this and look at each other and not see blood, you know?
I hear you.
It is wild. But anyway, this has nothing to do with the fight today. We're going to fight coffee places. Beth, you have many a famous, hilarious barista story. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Sam, have you ever worked in or experienced a lot of time in?
I worked at a bar that was connected to a coffee shop. So we got free coffee.
Okay.
And that's when I started to induce. Yeah, I would start to induce my own panic attacks by being like, yeah, give me like 4 espresso shots, like in like the biggest cup you can, and then I'm going to be drunk. and then it'll even me out. And then I'd just be like, why am I so jittery? Like,
this is a really important time in my life when I finally decided to take control of my own panic attacks.
I was scheduling them. That's how it worked.
And I...
That's hilarious.
I am from the British Isles. I'm from the land of tea, y'all. I didn't start drinking coffee until... probably 2 years
18
ago.
When you were allowed.
And is that true?
Yeah. Well, in the British Isles, when you lose your virginity, you get to have tea. That's how it's a whole system. Jordan, you're the only person.
About the British Isles thing?
Yeah, yeah. In British Isles class, they kind of bury it.
I'm saying I forgot that. Is Jordan for real?
Yeah. No, I was born in Scotland. I lived there till I was like 10.
That's the part that I forgot about you.
Yeah.
Are your parents both Scottish?
No, my mum is from, she's from Newcastle, so she's technically a Geordie. But my dad is American. My dad's from Colorado. And boy, is he American. He's on that Facebook being so American. Anyway.
What a loser. Okay.
Hey, that's my dad! That's my American dad!
Does your dad listen?
No. The podcast? No, I thought you meant in general.
Oh. To anybody.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't. No. I'm kidding. Whatever. We're in the middle of a thing.
I don't know him, but I know he doesn't listen.
Love you, daddy.
It'd be funny if he listened to the podcast, but not to you personally. He'd be like, hold on, I gotta go listen to my son's podcast.
How about, maybe he saw me on that celebrity Instagram, and he was like, oh my God.
Dang.
My son.
Maybe she'll talk about it.
I got to hear what this tattoo says. I can't see it from the thumbnail. What is it? Is it the Second Amendment? I hope so. Love you, Daddy. Not your opinions. Okay, here we go.
I love you, Daddy.
We are going to fight coffee joints. And the way that we do this, Beth, or for Beth Heads joining in, we do three rounds. We do lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight, and it kind of goes by how much space they take up mentally. If we were doing Seinfeld, a lightweight match would be like the Soup Nazi versus Peterman, and then heavyweight would be Jerry and Elaine, you know?
Mm.
So we got to think up, our task is to think up some lightweight-ass coffee places that just kind of don't take up. Who's your lightweight coffee pick?
I'll kick us off just to get in the swing of it.
Okay,
we have Caribou in the Midwest. Okay. Did you have that in Ohio, Beth?
I feel like maybe it came once and then left and didn't survive.
It didn't make
it. To me, it's very Denver Airport.
Sure.
Yeah.
Caribou Coffee.
Oh yeah.
I like that because I can kind of see Caribou Coffee as a fighting entity. It's sort of like an Art Deco.
Specifically the Denver Airport Caribou Moose. Coffee, I feel like it's its own entity.
Yeah. Like someone's gonna pick up a dark brown banana and chuck it at someone else's head.
Yeah.
Like that's how the fight starts.
You've got that undercurrent of like Illuminati energy, like one of the baristas, you're like,
sure.
Why is that tattoo of a pyramid with an eyeball on your face?
Sure.
Yeah. And maybe they wouldn't have been as the person who got hit with the banana as a customer, and they wouldn't have been as pissed if it hadn't been such an old banana,
so,
you know, because it like got a little juice on him,
and
a little smut.
Yeah.
Well, it's also Denver, so they're late because they had to use that extra minute for the egg.
Sure.
Yeah. And,
fucking. See, this is what happens. I open up to you, and you just stab.
Use it against me.
This is Jordan. Sometimes on the podcast, Jordan receives the softest bullying anyone's ever felt. Go back to Scotland.
And it's not like I'm not asking for it. I do think so. And I think that brown banana also bespeaks a real, you know, a carelessness at Caribou Coffee where they could care less, you know? I've always gotten that vibe from them. Like the coffee's fine, but I'll be damned if I'm going to switch out the bananas. You know what I mean? That's as far, that's the line.
Right. They're not getting health insurance. So they're actually not going to get too involved in the fight.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because they're not going to be able to pay the bill.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Who's exactly. Who's like a Caribou rival? Who's in that sphere?
Oh, what about Dasbog?
I don't know what that is. Oh,
they're right across the freaking way at the airport.
At the Denver airport specifically.
Okay.
Yes.
And this is great.
And they're both kind of, they both kind of have like Art Deco vibes to them.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Das Bog is a real like perestroika, like Russian, like rebuilding coffee, but like the workers' coffee.
Yes. It's, it's like they have a communist flag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But there's still a hint of corruption, you know?
Yeah. It's like Stalin's communism. I mean, it's like, yeah. There you go.
It's like a meeting place. It's a meeting place for the uprising, but it's bugged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
bugged by management. Management knows about it, and they're getting they're getting a little protection on the table.
And they're like, "Don't you want to take some of these Das Bog beans home? There's a little mic in the beans. There's a little mic in the beans.
Mic in these beans.
In each bean." there's a mic in the wilted bananas. No, they do not have wilted bananas. They have one fresh, thick banana. It's best banana. And then like a guy drops it and it's metal. It's like, it's not even real. Yeah.
You just said take turns holding it.
Yeah.
I like this as our lightweight fight is the Denver airport battle.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Caribou coffee versus Das Bog coffee.
I think I have a medium heavyweight one for the night, or I mean a medium one.
Okay.
Great, in a different airport, in the Phoenix airport.
Great. Wonderful. The airport, I would even go so far as to say that all of these within the fiction of Fight Island, when this episode of Fight Island is flashing across the screen, it happens at the Fight Island Regional Airport. And that way we just have to pivot. Like the camera just has to move slightly to get every fight in.
Sure.
I like it because it's a specific, like, I know this from touring. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a blast from the past as well.
Yeah. I do. I also like the idea that the Fight Island Airport is set up with all of these competing businesses. So they just have to look at each other all day to like stir up like negative rivalries and stuff.
But you also know that there's definitely like romances happening between them
definitely.
Romance, love triangles. They're also being like systematically paid less and less to kind of put the screws to them to see when they're gonna pop. And you know when it pops? At Das Bog and Caribou Coffee.
There's like a Das Bog employee who like has to like be nice to a Caribou because they want a Cliff Bar and Das Bog would never sell a Cliff Bar.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
They're hungry.
I also feel like they both have like the one guy that's too into his job and then those guys are like heated rivals. Totally. Like they're genuinely trying very hard at their airport coffee job.
I think they each have one of those and I think they're going to be like, because I'm imagining the Das Bog management to be very like regimented, like get out there, do it for Das Bog, do it for coffee, you know, do 100%. It for the worker, and then like Caribou Coffee almost feels like, geez, I don't know, like what vibe do you get off a Caribou? Like
I'm getting like a fake REI vibe.
Yeah. Well, really, like a false veneer, like in general, like it's very. All the drinks are overly sweet.
I fully agree with they church them up as though they're supposed to be for like when you go mountain biking, grab this 64-ounce Caribou slush dream or whatever, and you just and like you're gonna be able to do anything but be a slippery mess following that. Your energy ice cream.
If you want
Caribou also feels a little
right
Christian.
If you want a spike before a hike, come to the Caribou.
Slide to the bottom with Caribou Coffee.
Do you want to crush your romantic partner in a hike? Do you want to make sure they never come back?
Boy, that kind of makes it a little more even keel to me because for a minute I was kind of putting Caribou Coffee with like the snowboarding kids that I used to hang out with, which was just all smoking weed and like drinking Caribou Coffee and Vail. And those kids would get destroyed by Das Bog. They'd be working in the bean mines. You know? Yeah.
They'd get sucked into that Marxist literature. Come on.
It's true. You guys, so I just, sorry, maybe this is cheating, but
no, please.
I looked up Das Bog just out of curiosity.
Love
and
it.
it's the they say DASBOG is the realization of the American dream by two immigrants of the former Soviet Union.
Whoa, it's the dream. Right. It's the choice of a new generation. It's fucking Moscow on the Hudson, man.
Yes. So that's real.
Caribou also has that vibe of like, did you like kids in college who didn't drink but did put that like slack line between two trees?
You know what I'm talking about?
like outdoors, and they're not going to talk about being Christian, but they like are, and it's weird.
maybe they go decaf, so they're not too shaky on the slack line.
Yeah. They're like they're into Mormonism, like in a little it's not our thing, but they have some good ideas. Like
yes,
that Utah sun gets to their head.
See, and they like, or they do like the tea drinks. One of them's only into tea.
I gotta say, just in terms of like raw salt and grit, I think that in a fist fight, DASBOG is gonna take it. I think the crew of DASBOG is just gonna be so much grittier, and they've known the struggle, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas the Caribou
solidarity.
I can't. Sam, can you even think of a redeeming? Like, how could the Caribou crew win?
I'll
this
take the with side, their, take with, the side with of their, Caribou.
You know, one of them has one of those hats that's like a knit, like with the fur on the inside, and like long tass. Yeah. It's llama, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does that win?
Here's the argument for Caribou. I guess I'll vote in opposition of you, Jordan, just for the game. Caribou, like, you're in the Denver airport, you're in America, you're serving up sugar, like, drinks that are at the bliss point. Like, any more, you'll pass out.
You're going to be
so sugared up. The game is they're playing the American game. They're playing fucking coffee shop at the airport. That is their shit. And they are ruthless. Where DASBOG seems to be about something else, where it's like, you want fucking evil, like, you want some supervillain shit. It's fake smile, weird camping gear, faux Christianity, murder you with sugar.
Where it's like DASBOG is like, we would never betray the bean with all of these.
DASBOG has standards. Caribou no bottom of there, you know.
Adulterous sugars and flavors. Yeah. Whereas. Yeah. Caribou's like, we'll jack you full of so much fucking mutagens. We'll serve you boba tea filled with ecstasy. We don't give a shit.
Mutagens.
Let them mutate.
Dash like, if our coffee has any poisons in it, it wasn't us.
Yeah. fucking Putin slipping a Mickey. Into every 100th DASBOG.
I keep finding free DASBOG coffees around. Is that good?
I keep finding all this free poison in my coffee.
And okay, so it like Caribou's logo. That's a reindeer, I think, right?
Did they fuck it up? No.
Reindeer. Oh, wait, hold on. It's a caribou.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought you were taking them to like biological task. And like, that's not even a caribou.
I thought Beth had like a genus and species knowledge that like none of us could touch.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
Holy shit.
She does. Turns out she does.
I was very good at memorization as a child. Okay. Reindeer and caribou are the same animal. The rangifer tyrannus.
Okay.
And they're a member of the deer family in North America. There the animals go. Are called caribou if they're wild, and reindeer if they're domesticated.
Interesting.
There we go. Okay.
That rocks. That's like, it's like Alsatian and German Shepherd, kind of.
I didn't know that.
I just learned that one because my mom was sure they were different animals, and I was like, no, Alsatian is just a strange British word for German Shepherd.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I think you might have swayed me here, Sam, because I could see them putting like weird test sugars and like having their staff drink the hidden caribou coffee, yeah. You know?
Well, they have to put two keys in. Who won the Cold War?
They grow antlers, and then they become, like, caribou monsters, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing that can happen.
I'm sorry I keep adding facts, but
no,
caribou
it's
coffee,
okay.
Their slogan is, life is short, stay awake for it.
Oh, God. Their slogan is a threat.
Literally never sleep.
Meanwhile, Dazbog is like, this coffee has been sourced from the beans. We know exactly where they're from. We paid the people what they deserve. Enjoy this simple gift. Only as a treat from time to time.
Oh, no. They're honest and responsible.
Oh, that's terrible in a fight.
Oh my God.
I'm sticking. Okay, I think it's time. I think we got to cast our votes for White Way.
Beth is the tiebreaker. So I'm voting caribou.
I'm going to go Dazbog. I'm sticking with the people's coffee.
Look, just based off of look and colors and feel, I'm going Dazbog.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grittier,
it feels like they can sustain a war of attrition, you know?
Like, yeah. I'm sorry, one more thing. This is the Dazbog way, a way that applauds free expression by bringing out the unique flavor of every bean, a way that celebrates life itself in each and every cup. The history and character of their homeland inspired the unique, intriguing names of Dazbog's fresh and roasted blends.
Dazbog takes it in the lightweight round of Fight Island coffee shops. I mean, I had them from the beginning, and this seals it. You know, their hearts are true. They are the American dream, built by immigrants who escaped oppression, and it feels like they could sustain this, you could trap them in Dazbog, and they'd be like, my ancestors survived off of only creamers for 6 months.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like even if they get beat initially, they'll win the war. Like, they may lose a couple battles, they're winning the war.
That's it exactly. Yeah. That's it exactly. Because I feel like caribou, the second they run out of, like, a caramel mousse topping or whatever.
They're running in the other direction as soon as the window breaks open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the window is like straight on onto the tarmac.
This is the post-credit scene as they run from plans. Yeah. Then once they run out of that sweet, sweet caribou juice, you don't want to see a reverse mutated caribou employee. Once they start to deflate, once the antlers go down.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Okay, so wait, now do we move to the medium one?
We do medium. You have one. You have one in the chamber.
Let's have it.
I'm thinking Phoenix Airport, Panera, which is still coffee.
Interesting.
Which is right a couple doors down, if not next to. I think it's next to Cartel Coffee. Which is the only specialty coffee I've ever found in an airport.
Interesting.
It's almost like, in my mind, Cartel is a heavyweight because it's good coffee.
Sure.
But to the rest of the world, it's medium.
Sure, sure. I love Panera Bread because Panera Bread is, in fact, a coffee place disguised as a sandwich place, because the sandwiches are, by and large, pretty terrible. Sorry, Panera Bread. Maybe it's just near me. But change my mind, Panera Bread. Sponsor us. I love the Frontega chicken. I get one in the mail in an envelope.
My mom likes Panera. I think older people like it because
is your mom always being broken up with
in a Panera?
I feel like Panera, I see a lot of breakups.
Is that a thing?
He's like, you pick two, but then we're going our separate ways.
You know, I like coming
to decidedly not picking these two.
I like coming to Panera because they don't make you choose, you know? It's a little like life that way. I have trouble choosing.
Stupid guy that goes to Panera is a fun character.
I have my friends that work there that generally say, like, do not eat the broccoli cheddar soup. Because I guess it's just like, eating a full pig's ass, meaning it's just like straight lard.
Yeah.
But I get it every time. I get it every time. It's their only good dish.
You can tell when it congeals, it's like very not good for you.
I love
it. You're basically drinking
cheese.
Heart
black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love a Frontega chicken. And I love to get a soup with a side of that French bread. Oh, you dig the middle of the French bread out. It's incredible. Oh. It's like tearing the belly out of a guinea pig. It's feral. And
that's where the fight starts. It's the edge. It's the diagonal edge of that baguette. It's so sharp.
They really do have an arsenal.
The Panera Bunch are definitely holding those. There's that definitely a guy
alone.
With two sharp baguettes.
Two sharp baguettes.
Totally.
Pulls him out from his back.
Mm-hmm. Cuts himself.
Ow!
He can almost do cool stuff with them.
Knives alone, they're beating Cartel. Because Cartel's all prepackaged meals and sandwiches to go.
I feel like Cartel won't have a chance. I'm going to throw out a more formidable opponent.
Okay.
What if they fought a coffee bean? Coffee bean and tea leaf.
Interesting.
So you're just throwing Cartel off the bus.
I'm just saying.
Do you think they have a chance? Does Cartel have a chance?
Here's how they might have a chance.
Okay.
They have several different types of devices to make pour-over coffee.
Interesting.
Is
it specifically a pour-over coffee place? Is it a very curled mustache?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're wearing shirts, but the sleeves are rolled up.
That kind of coffee needs to be represented, I think.
Yeah. What? Because the next round they're not going to be represented.
Yeah. We know who the big boys are.
We know the big two. Hey, what's Super Deluxe? I was wearing a Super Deluxe hat, and the barista recognized Super Deluxe.
Nice.
Why?
Of course.
Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric are not funny to me at all. But. Like I'm not, that's that maybe that was a harsh statement. Let's not use that as a pull. I'm not their demographic. Okay?
That's gonna
but their demographic is people who work at Cartel at the airport.
That's gonna be what our version of find out what Beth's tattoo says is.
Beth Stelling.
Beth's tattoo
throws
says,
Tim and Eric under the bus.
Says I'm not super keen on Tim and Eric.
mild slam ever. Yeah.
They're just
not for me. I don't know.
The most subjective like opinion you could have possible that no one can hold you to.
Here's the thing. I'll side with you nor me, but I do laugh at spaghetti every time. Spaghetti makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
anything they've done with Zach Galifianakis, I laugh at.
Whoa, so good. Yeah.
Dr. Steve Brule, too.
Steve Brule's hysterical. Okay, so.
Yeah. Brule. I'm not a Tim and Eric guy, but I'm a huge Steve Brule guy.
Sure.
Yeah, but Brule is not them.
Other world.
Right.
Different crystal sphere.
Why can't I think of his name right now?
His name.
John C. Reilly?
John C. Reilly.
Thank you. What the hell? You.
See, that counts as all three of us thinking of it at the same time.
Yeah. We did a mind meld. It was fine.
Okay, so I do.
This. They also sell a handmade Pop-Tart.
Shit. Like they in Fred 62.
They might be able to barter a handmade Pop-Tart for one of the butcher knives from the back of Panera. Mm-hmm.
I like
just
this.
Just to make
I
it a like, fight.
I like this being the completely shelled, hollowed out, soulless version of a hometown like coffee joint versus the just the soul being peddled in an airport, you know?
Yeah.
The hipster version versus the mall version.
I was saying as
weapons, you know, they have Chemexes and they have a Chemex, and they have the V60. They have a AeroPress.
You got those French presses. You got those giant, terrifying espresso machines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, steam as a weapon.
Steam as a weapon, absolutely. How do you think they get those mustaches so curly?
Exactly.
That's from being steamed. They don't want them like that. Okay, I like it. I like Cartel versus Panera Bread. So the question before us, actually, hang on. I've got one more.
Okay.
This is maybe a heavyweight. McDonald's?
I do love a McDonald's coffee.
But you guys, okay, I get where you're coming from. There was a lawsuit because it was so hot.
So hot. What a weapon.
A landmark lawsuit. But it's like 1% of what they do.
Yeah.
If not point. It's not enough for a coffee place.
Okay.
Yeah. To me, the heavy hitters are we going there yet?
No. Don't go there. Okay. Put a thumb in it. We're ready. Okay. All right. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Cartel Coffee and Panera Bread, a coffee place masquerading as a sandwich place? Because the coffee is good at Panera Bread. I will say that.
You're right. Because they have like a French vanilla. They're doing flavors, but they're doing them right. Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah. They're not going to give you a cup of hot tar with like two pumps of vanilla sugar on top. They're giving you a French brew coffee, and as unnatural as that is, it's going to pass as okay.
A big strength for Panera Bread is, we touched on this before, and this doesn't really factor into the coffee so much, but the selection of sides. When you get a sandwich at Panera Bread and they're like, what do you want your side to be? You're like, oh, what are my options? It's it's that Bugs Bunny move where they unroll the scroll and you can have a muffin, you can have chips, you can have an apple, you can have bread, you can get some kind of weird soup. We have all these dips. We have these crunchy cinnamon things.
You can have another sandwich.
You can have a secondary
side.
A side sandwich.
You can have another sandwich where all the contents of the sandwich are shifted to the left. So it's just, you eat two pieces of bread and then you get to some sandwich. It's nice. I appreciate that from Panera. Nothing is ever centered.
They're making everything's a side. They're not following the rules. They make a salad, salad sandwich, sandwich, salad sandwich. They take a sandwich, chop it up.
You should be able to say, I want my turkey to the left, right, or the center.
Can I get mine at about 4 o'clock if the sandwich is a clock? Can we get it all?
Sorry, I think I cut you off, Jordan. I didn't mean to do that.
No, because they're definitely picking a side if you don't tell them, because it definitely comes to one side or the other. I've never had it. I've never gotten a sandwich from a Panera Bread and been like, oh, this looks like it wasn't made in a hurricane. It definitely seems like, wait, is there a cat? Is there a cat back there? What's the problem?
It's not a rumor. It's like an actual maple leaf that ripped someone in the face and they ripped off of a tree.
You know when, what is it, The Simpsons, where they use that makeup gun? It's like that, but with a sandwich. Yeah. It's a sandwich gun.
Shoot her in the face with the makeup gun? Oh, so funny. I don't think women will like being shot in the face, Homer. That was right at the end. I've been watching, ever since that Disney Plus came out, I've said it before, but I turned on The Simpsons and snapped off the handle, baby. And when I get to about season 9 Halloween episode, I'm like, okay, let's go back to the warm bosom of 94.
Yeah, Jordan knows I'm at my parents' house this week, and it's just that's all I watch at my parents' house because
what else do you need?
I've watched some Simpson episodes with a boy.
so I know this song and dance.
I heard it.
We actually famously almost did the single guy for this fight. We were going to fight the characters of the single guy.
We were. And we could have done the whole Thursday night lineup if we wanted.
Oh, my God. Must-see TV is all I've ever wanted to talk about.
I know. We could have done that, this is kind of fun.
Maybe.
This is more niche. you're neglecting. Wait, say, Sam, sorry.
I was going to say, and Beth burns us on behalf of Caroline in the City, and we are devastated.
I don't know the characters well enough. That's why we couldn't do it. Because I did. I watched it for years, but apparently retained enough.
Yeah, same.
I went back and started watching it because I was like, what? Is this a real thing when you said that? And I dipped into it. Borgnine? Yeah, because
Ernest Borgnine is in it for some reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, who is Ernest Borgnine?
Well, Ernest Borgnine is in it, and he looks like he got off the wrong bus. He's like, is this the show?
I mean, he's like a classically trained old-time character actor, and he's saying lines from The Single Guy like, you can't date someone you meet online or whatever. Yeah. And like, it's like, don't make Ernest Borgnine say that shit.
But the best friend was the bitter beer face guy, right?
Totally. Yeah, totally. Time.
And then when I was writing on crashing at Judd's office one time. Jonathan Silverman came in.
Whoa,
you better believe my mind was blown.
The single I was like, guy oh, himself.
Like, you know how many people come into that office, and I was one who was like, the single guy. Jonathan Silverman. I mean, he's a very nice guy. I'm not like ripping on him because, like,
no.
Who's famous and stage famous?
No, you like this
industry.
And it's also people are famous in different degrees in different people's lives. You know what I mean?
Yes, of course. And to stay famous is also like people don't understand that. Like, I'm not saying like everybody wants it. I'm just saying, do you know how weird and difficult that is?
Sure.
It's like so odd.
Hey,
and probably kind of damaging and stuff.
Oh, hey, very
heavy. Heavy is the head that makes the bitter beer face, as they say.
Oh my God! But just think about it, like being Jennifer Aniston.
Sure, exhausting. Exhausting, and just squirming under the eyeball of society every second of every day.
Right, and then you think of somebody even like who I love, Rachel McAdams, who's like also famous, but then like not as famous maybe as her. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, what an odd existence. I mean, I hope they're happy.
Yeah.
I just mean,
yeah.
Anyway.
I'm sure they're doing fine.
here's why Cartel is going to win. Because they have a siphon. Which is a type of coffee device, which incorporates a flame.
And a
vacuum suction. Okay.
Yes.
And it's like bulbous glass that could crush over a Panera's head.
This is where Cartel is going to have the edge. Cartel has the science. They have the glass. They have the technique there.
The organization.
The training. You can't operate one of those. You can't operate the thing with the tube and the screaming valve without a little bit of training. Without a class 3 CDL.
You can drive a forklift and you can work at Cartel, and that's what you can do with that.
But they're going to be I'm seeing the cartel, if you will, coming in like barista friggin' steampunk ninjas. You know, they're squirting hot coffee. They've got like brass goggles and shit. They've got mustaches that they can throw and they stick into the wall. You know?
Some of them have wheels for feet.
They've got a little espresso machine that's like beep, 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 boop. It's like their R2.
Is the Panera advantage just an army of bored teenagers?
I think it is. I think
there's adults. There's adults with nothing to lose. They work at the airport.
Equally dangerous.
There's adults with a grim certainty. There's adults. if they so can be called, they've been alive for centuries. It is very much. It's like a bunch of people in like witness protection, like Bob Odenkirk at the start of Better Call Saul, where he's working in the mall at the Cinnabon factory.
Yeah.
Like broken men who with
One
nothing
of them got
to
a
lose.
Plastic gun through security.
Yeah.
One of them did.
Exactly.
One so I feel like Cartel's winning. Until the guy, the chef, comes from the back, if you can call him a chef, he uses the plastic gun.
Panera Bread is staffed entirely by men who only smoke when they're here. Do you know what I mean? While they're thinking about stuff. And given the choice to fight, I think that's a dark warrior.
A bunch of guys who can keep a secret. That is the whole crew.
Yes, yes. And I also see, I also see this as the stop for a lot of like kind of the suburban kind of Karen crowd, the moderate morning coffee, in the same way that McDonald's is, you know, the de facto coffee shop.
Guess who's not helping the fight? Cartel coffee customers. They're leaving immediately 100%. Once it breaks out.
Yes.
True.
Guess who's going
that is
to
a
help
great point.
Panera? The Karen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Karen.
They're just waiting for a chance to hit someone.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, if you're loyal to Panera, you've just been eating this trash and every day on your lunch break, you love that place. Like you love that place so deeply.
This just
one of them could just turn and rip diarrhea all over Cartel's bar.
This just
weaponized diarrhea.
It's Frontego diarrhea. It's got the little sprigs of thyme.
I have friends who worked at Panera told me to never eat the diarrhea. It's really, you got a lot of calories.
But it's so good there. Anyway, this flipped this whole thing on its head, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody's right. This is Panera Bread has become a vein of caffeine to the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And if you try to cut that vein, these people don't care about the flavor of coffee. They don't care that it happens to be pretty good coffee at Panera Bread. If you try to stand between those people and that coffee, that's the lifeblood pumping through the suburbs. They will turn on you. Yeah. And all of the Cartel coffee, I'm not here for this. This is fun. There's another Cartel. Mm-hmm. There's a new place, exactly. Actually. Yeah. They have the people.
And they have the size. Panera's winning. Panera has the size. I mean, they're like, the customers are like, oh, obviously I'm going here. I can get 20 ounces of coffee.
Yeah.
You're telling me sure. Your small is 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can sit on that and not feel it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm voting Panera at this point. Sam?
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep. It's
ding,
Panera.
Ding, ding, ding. Panera takes it. Clean sweep. They're
more savage.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
They're more savage. They're more savage without the coffee. I feel like the people at Cartel would be like, I could use a day or two to cleanse from caffeine.
Yeah.
Whereas
the customers really got me.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
If anything, they're grabbing like a half a pound to go so they can make it at home and they'll just like give them a week to rebuild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they have a Chemex at home, whereas the people at Panera are like, you get the fuck in there and you make my fucking coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got also, six screaming kids in the van. They all want coffee too.
Yeah. It feels like also Panera like blew out their market share. Like they are the thing you go to when you want to go to a Panera type place. It's like Intelligentsia is on Cartel's block. Like that small size chain. It's like they've got all this weird infighting. It's like Panera is a monolith.
Hmm.
Yeah. Unstoppable.
I agree.
Ding, ding, right. Ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Panera takes it. Interesting. I did not, honestly, when I had that vision of the steampunk baristas descending on jetpacks, I was like, well, they got this in the fucking bag. But no.
Yeah.
You know, why are we talking about?
That's why. You never turn your back on the burbs. Get out there. Register to vote, y'all. All right. Heavyweight. Battle.
And also, I have a little bit more time, but I should probably leave here at 3:10. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, what time is it right now?
Is that okay?
We can do it.
We can do the last fight in 10 minutes or under, 100%. Right?
How about we just make this like a swift one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever. You get it. I have to go to that other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Okay. All right, so heavyweight fight. The heavyweight fight we've all been jonesing for. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's not. Are you pitching Jones coffee?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like a coffee. Like you, yeah.
We are. We haven't spoken it loud, but I here's what I'm going to say the two that I think we're all thinking.
Sure.
Starbucks versus Dunkin'.
We've all been thinking it. They've been in the room. They've been in the room.
You
since
nailed
we
it.
Sat down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've all been thinking it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It's this is. I know this is a dangerous talk, but we're gonna hash it out. Now off the cuff. We don't need to talk about any other coffee places because those are the two. Those are the heavyweights.
Mm-hmm. Off the cuff. Sorry. You go ahead.
Off the cuff, I think Dunkin' takes it. When you look at it, you're like, you're like Dunkin' in a street brawl. They're all elbows. They're jacked up on coffee. They got so many weird. They got so many weird donuts. So much. They're forcing so much shit inside of donuts.
And just like dumb East Coast guy attitude, which is like a very good fighting attitude.
They're all smoking while working.
Everyone.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%.
That's what's in the donuts. You want to get a cigarette filled donut?
That's not.
Well, we don't have the other kind.
It's just. Just
their
blowing.
Bagels are a weapon before they're even toasted.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Okay,
very
but,
much so.
But it's so interesting you say off-the-cuff Dunkin's winning. I'm over here like off-the-cuff Starbucks winning because...
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because they're in charge of everything. They own everything. They ruined everything.
They're the faceless corporation. They are the...
They're a nightmare.
The dark obelisk towering over all coffeedom.
Yeah.
They've infiltrated the minds of their baristas. Those Dunkin' people will still be rude to you, 100%. Starbucks.
Yeah. No. Wow, that's interesting.
Anything more creepy and unfeeling than a Starbucks employee who is like seems genuine? You're like, what? Who's doing this to you? Like,
right.
What happened?
It's almost like they put a chip in when they clock in.
It feels very unnatural. Yeah,
big chip energy for sure. That it feels like it feels like. Like, you know, I know you heard my name. I know that you don't think Jorman is a name. That's not a name anyone has.
That's the only way they can be cruel is getting the name wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It feels like their soul is in the sunken place, and that's their little jab at consciousness. is calling you like beef stelling.
Yes. Like that's their gentle revolt.
If you took all the wrong letters they gave you, it spells something. They're like screaming out for help.
Yeah.
They don't want to fight this fight, but get out.
Yeah,
wow.
Don't get pissed at the wrong name. Get introspective. Try to figure out. Get investigative.
Mm-hmm. See, that made Starbucks all the more scary to me right there.
Well, yes, we talked about Panera. Panera's a monolith. It's like. Starbucks is the fucking octopus monster that's the size of a planet that eats the monolith easily. Like, Starbucks is huge.
Starbucks is, as we speak, like, Kleenexing coffee. Like, someday coffee, like, you want to get a Starbucks, we'll be like, let's get a coffee, you know?
Yeah, this is like, when it comes to choosing them in a fight, you're almost like, look, Duncan, I want to go with you. It would be more fun. But I can't. Look at this. Are you kidding me?
Look,
like,
Duncan,
I can't.
Sit down.
Yeah.
It's what's wrong with the world. I want to help you, but I have to go with them.
Yeah.
To live.
Yeah. They get like kids to drink coffee. Like they do like what cigarettes is not allowed to do. Like they've got children in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I almost see like, cause I want Duncan so badly to win it. Cause I feel like the fact that they are still jerks, it's like, yeah, you're still a human. Yeah. Fuck you. Give me that. Fuck. I want to be able to stand a spoon up in the sugar water you're giving me. And they're still human, you know, and I want them to win, but I see them like clashing, you know, Lord of the Rings style, coffee spills everywhere. Ah, everybody's screams. Anyway.
They have boundaries. Like, they have rules. They have things they won't do.
I could even see, I could see like the coffee, the Starbucks people being like, hey, we can get you better pay. We can get you get benefits. And then they just slowly, one by one, Duncan comes
That's
over
true.
And they turn into Starbucks.
Oh my God. They win him over.
They win him over with the ethos.
Good Lord.
But I would say if anybody could push back, it'd be those fucks over at Dunkin's.
You know what's like hurting them is like Dunkin's reach like gets to California, but it's so weak when it gets there.
Yeah,
it's like it's like the tendrils that reach far enough west. It's like, oh, we know this isn't the real thing. Like this is some weird facsimile of this. I don't know. It's bad.
All right,
I feel like one of the Dunkin' employees is just like they don't know. One of them doesn't know how to fight, and they're just like stuffing tons of donuts down their like the Starbucks employee's pants. And the Starbucks person's just like, this is not how you do this, you know?
Oh my God. What? How much of a mind fuck would it be is like you're East Coast bullying someone and they just smile at you and say your name. Like you're fucking,
say your name
Mikey
wrong.
Would crack.
Say your name a little wrong.
Yeah.
Was it Lambden? Oh, damn. All right, Beth, who are you voting for? Who are you pulling?
I'm voting for, unfortunately, like I hate to see it, Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam, what do you got?
I hate to see it.
Again, yeah, I think in Coffee Chains, a purely evil entity itself, you got to give it to Darth Vader at the end.
You know,
they roast their beans so hard, they have to spray caffeine back on them. Did you know that?
Why don't they just give us the spray?
Yeah.
Just give me the spray.
Let me have it. Let me have the banana. What?
Okay.
They're like, no, we have to inject it. Like, they're the doctor that's like, you can't do this at home.
You got to have that license.
You need us. You need us.
Okay. I think that one would rise from among Duncan, who could withstand, who's just like, when they're like, we'll give you benefits. He's like, what? Fuck you. And just keeps like, not throwing a post office box through the window. I think one would rise who could leave that.
It would have to be like the most Boston-y Duncan of all time. Oh,
yeah. He would literally be like the second coming of Duncan. They'd be like, I think that's Duncan. And they'd be like, no, he's dead. But
that's old Patriots Wahlberg. He's the most Boston man alive.
Patriots Wahlberg. And those aren't the rules of Fight Island. As we know, the island craves order. 2-1. As I think would happen in this fight, Starbucks snuffs out that light, snuffs out the second coming of Duncan, and wins. Starbucks takes it. The heavyweight coffee champ of Fight Island, Starbucks. Yikes! It's not surprising, but it's ominous.
We're not happy about it.
Beth, thank you so much for coming and goofing around with us. Where can people find you all over the internet?
BethStelling.com.
Hell yeah.
STELLING, bitch. Sorry, don't put the bitch on there. I never told people that. Apologize. The fight got to me. Got in my head.
It's those fight energies. And you got a special out that just came out, right?
Got a special out called Girl Daddy on HBO Max. Go to HBOmax.com and just do the free trial. I added it to my Hulu and I can't watch it on my TV. I can only watch it on my phone or a tablet. So there's that. They need to fix it. And they need to bring it to Canada and Australia and Mexico and blah, blah, blah.
Anyway,
so those are also my complaints.
Hell yeah. Make that happen, listeners. But in the first place, go listen to Girl Daddy. You've also got sweet merch. What's the merch website?
Oh, you can just do bestselling.com/store.
Hell yeah. It's very,
so
very good.
Off my website or go to comediantees.com and I'm there.
Hell yeah. We are where we always are on the internet. We're Fight Island, or at Island Fights on internet. You can check out our Instagram. You can check out our Twitter. You can check out our Patreon. We do little Patreon episodes that we call Scuffle Peninsulas for every week. Those will be coming out. And maybe we can talk Beth into coming back on and doing, what was the one that we almost did? TGI Friday.
Friends. Oh, yeah, yeah. Must-see TV Thursday.
Must-see TV.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, maybe I'll come back and do it.
Oh, maybe you will.
Maybe you will.
We'll have to find out one more time. Sam, where do the people find you on the thing?
As always, at Vote Sam Wiles. And if you listen to this podcast and haven't listened to my comedy album, it came out 2 weeks ago. It's called Regular Guy Out of Hell. So there you go.
I'm going to watch it. I mean,
You can watch it with your ears. I'm going to use my plug to plug both of those guys' albums. Go check them out. Sam, why don't you go ahead and count us down there?
3, 2, 1.
All right, that's it for Fight Island.
Shit's like a way to block shots. Style's way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the point.
Live coyotes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.